Pamela. Morning to you, Pamela.
Morning, Stephen.
What are your thoughts, Pamela?
I'm actually from the Western Trust area, so I am, and we were called to a meeting on Monday, Tuesday evening, actually, the 30th. The directors from our trust come down into our home, Thackeray Residential Home in Limavady, and announced the proposals that were being put forward to close our home. Now, we have a residential home with 25 permanent residents in it, four of them temporary, of which three have been there quite a long time. Our numbers within our home have been consistently high, along with our waiting list.
What were you told, Pamela?
We were told that there would be a meeting held with the Board of Directors of the Western Trust today at 10 a.m., and that the proposal would be put forward to close our home. And that it may go for consultation for a period of 13 weeks. And at the most, we may have up to a year and a half. Now, we were only told about this on Monday. We were contacted on Monday about this meeting.
And have you, you work within the home, do you?
I work within the home.
Have you been given any guidelines as to how to break this news
to
residents?
Absolutely not. I can relate with Annette, who was on speaker.
Have you been given any guidelines as to how to cope with the trauma that this will impact on elderly people?
No.
What on earth? Who on earth has designed this policy? Who on earth has designed a process where you impact on elderly people and there's no aftercare? Who's allowing this?
People are also totally devastated at this. Totally devastated. As are our families. As are our staff. This is just devastating for us all.
Look around your home for me, because you are our eyes and ears within that home.
That's
Describe
fair.
To me what you see when you look at those residents.
I see just sadness, total sadness and total despair when I look round. I'm getting questions asked, what's going to happen to us? Where are we going to go? Why are they doing this? Why is this happening? We're happy where we are.
Has it not been explained to them properly?
No, no. This meeting, we were given 24 hours notice of a meeting, as were our families. We were told nothing. Nothing before that, so we went. I myself am going to the board meeting this morning at 10 o'clock at Altney Galvin. Now, I myself would like to speak at the board meeting, as would some of the families. We were told we had to give 2 weeks' notice to be able to speak at this board meeting.
What?
Yet we were only told about it on Tuesday. How on earth can we give 2 weeks' notice?
So
when we only found out on Tuesday.
So effectively you've been gagged?
Very much so. Very much so.
This is extraordinary.
Yes. It's just total devastation.
So you're telling me that the Western Trust have told you that you're not allowed to speak at the board meeting.
That's right.
Without giving 2 weeks' notice.
That's right.
But they have scheduled the meeting within the 2 weeks.
They have indeed.
The net effect is you're not allowed to speak.
Not allowed to speak at the meeting, no.
We need to go back to the Western Trust now. So that's the Northern Trust. Sean Donaghy at the Northern Trust, the Chief Executive. Mr. Donaghy, what on earth are you doing? And now the Western Trust? Who's the Chief Executive at the Western Trust? Let's find out. I'll find out.
That would be Elaine Way.
Elaine who?
Elaine Way.
Elaine Way.
Elaine Way, yes. Edward.
So, hold on a second. Elaine Way.
Yes.
I'm now speaking to you directly. Chief Executive of the Western Trust, Elaine Way. What is your aftercare package for the residents under your watch? What was your plan in how you disseminated this information? What was the staff training to be able to deal with the aftermath of the information that the residents received? Is it true, Elaine Ray? Is it true that some of your staff are going to a board meeting but they have to give 2 weeks' notice to speak? Why 2 weeks' notice?
Well,
There is a can of worms opening here right across the Northern Ireland Health Service this morning. Some of this, these revelations are quite extraordinary. Pamela, thank you.
Thank you, Stephen.